space. You can come up here and you can scratch it.
In Wickman Pig Company's new Delphi facility, a big friendly sow is greeting manager Jeff Petrie. She's one of a couple dozen pigs he bought from Indiana farmers in his opening week.
She's obviously been around people.
This warehouse, divided into pens with a few different sized pigs apiece, is the big Midwest company's first location in Indiana. They're joining a growing number of companies buying pigs that large slaughterhouses don't want. Companies like Wickman can resell those hogs to places like Luau Pig Roasters, specialty brands, and sausage makers.
For an example, a Johnsonville Bratz. We'll harvest animals and turn them into bratwurst or Italian sausage and, you know, a lot of the different products that they make. Or Jimmy Dean has a plant that harvests sows, and they'll make them into breakfast sausage or sausage for...
Here's how it works. Farmers bring Wickman small pigs, older sows, or hogs with abscesses or hernias. It's still okay to eat, but they take more time to process. Wickman will pay a competitive price and sort the pigs into categories. The idea is to get enough of each type to sell them in bulk. Agricultural economist Chris Hurt compares it to the push for using ugly food. There aren't as many pigs going to waste as, say, fruit and vegetables, but still.
You know, I think this probably will help reduce that food wastage, reduce the number of animals that end up with no market value to consumers whatsoever. But again, this is a relatively small amount, and so I think it's very much of a niche market.
And that niche is growing in Indiana.
Kind of excited that Wickman did decide to build here, and because there's definitely a need for that market.
Sam Moffat is a Northwind pork farmer in White County, north of Lafayette. He's a potential customer for Wickman once they get up and running. He says Indiana's pork industry has trended toward fewer farmers and bigger farms, and the brokers consolidated too. Before Wickman, there were only two left in Indiana.
The pendulum swung too far one way, where we probably had too many at one point, and now we had too few. So I think they saw the opportunity here with a lot of hogs.
And he likes the spot Wickman picked, right between Tyson Foods processing plant in Logansport and Indiana Packers in Delphi. It's a quick stop for a farmer en route with their main delivery, and that's a plus in a business where convenience is king. Jason Slayton is president of the Indiana Pork Board.
Our industry is based on time, and we've got to get these pigs through the system in an efficient manner. There are going to be times when those animals fall behind for various reasons, and we're going to have those pigs that we need to find a different marketplace for.
Now, with three buyers for those marketplaces in the state, he says they're all going to have to offer better prices and service to compete. As for Wickman's competitors, Steve Jordan is one of them. He's a buyer for United Producers' Frankfurt location.
We'll probably all feel the pinch for a little while to see how things adjust.
Jordan's company is based in Columbus, and he notes it deals with more different kinds of pigs and customers than Wickman does.
It's not going to affect our bottom line quite as much if you're just relying on one specific type.
It may not be as easy for Heinold Hog Markets in Burlington. They're closer to Wickman and are dealing with the exact same animals and potential customers. The Iowa-based company's general manager, Steve Peterson, didn't want to talk on tape, but he says he welcomes their new neighbors in Carroll County. He calls it the American way. Back at Wickman, Jeff Petrie agrees.
This market we felt like had room for another competitor, and so that's why I decided to jump in here.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in Delphi.